Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1:22-25. The purification of our soul from sin comes by obedience to the truth of God. Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. Those who commit sin are enslaved by sin. John 8:34. The truth of God, or the gospel, provides freedom from the most dreaded enemy that man has ever known. In these verses of Scripture, truth, word of God, and gospel all refer to the same message that has been delivered from God by the Holy Spirit. While humanity fades and dies, the truth of God lives on and on. The word of God is an incorruptible seed that will abide and thrive until time shall be no longer. This seed is planted into the human heart by preaching, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, Titus 1:3. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ is a treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, 2 Corinthians 4:4-7. God uses men to preach his gospel to all the world. Jesus taught that this incorruptible seed is planted as the sower went out to sow his seed, Luke 8:5. The seed falls into hearts that will not be obedient, but the seed is also planted in hearts that will obey, Luke 8:11-15. Those obedient to the gospel become brethren who love one another with a love that is genuine and caring. The Apostle Peter refers to being born again, even as Jesus spoke of rebirth to Nicodemus, John 3:1-7. God sent a message to those in Rome who had been baptized into Jesus Christ, declaring, "Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness," Romans 6:1-18. The gospel frees, purifies, and unites obedient believers into a body of brethren known as the church. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.